On now, live from Studio 4, which is now called Studio 3 of the world-famous Radio 1 Studios in London, it's time for The Chris Moyle Show Extra!
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Hello, thanks very much. My name is Marcus and I do work experience on The Chris Moyle Show, and it's time for Moyle's Extra. This is where we go behind the scenes of this show and we find out about all the behind the scenes going on. So I'm going to interview all the people who work on this show that are famous and Allard. So it's going to be a very exciting show. First of all, I'm with the producer of the show, Rachel Jones.
Hello.
And she's birthday today.
Yes.
Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Right. Now, how did you feel that today's show went?
I thought today was great.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was your favourite bit of the show?
My favourite bit were all the messages from the listeners.
Right, your favourite bit were all the messages.
Were, yeah.
Was
wouldn't yeah.
it?
And also the...
Well, your mum's a teacher, isn't she?
Yes, but she probably
won't
be
impressed with you.
Anyway,
thick
so
hole, she?
No.
And why won't she be listening again to Miles Extra?
Well, she might do.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, let's go around now and interview some of the other cast members. Oh, look, it's Comedy Dave, everyone. Hooray! Yay!
Hello.
Now, one question that I've always wanted to ask you is, why are you called Comedy Dave when you're not funny?
It's a question that many, many people have asked.
Is it irony?
It's an irony and an oxymoron.
Do you have spots?
No. Well, some.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Here's another question. What's your favourite joke?
My favourite joke is the one about the girl in the park.
Brilliant. Oh, you're so funny. And who's your favourite comedian?
My favourite comedian would have to be Bob Monkhouse.
Brilliant. Here's another question. Why aren't women funny?
Because, well, they are sometimes.
They're not, no.
They are sometimes.
Name a funny woman. See? Mm. There you go. Anyway, nice meeting you.
Thanks very much.
Oh, look, who's over here, everybody? Do I have to keep putting this voice
yeah,
on?
Yeah.
Shall I?
Is that not going to be irritating for 20 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. It's Dominic Byrne. He reads the news and he's bald.
Hello.
Hi, Dominic. How did you feel the show went today? Because you made a few mistakes, didn't you?
Yeah, no. Did I?
Yeah.
I thought it was all right. Generally, I thought I was all right today.
Yeah. Are you actually a trained journalist, or do you just bluff your way through?
It's bluff. It's a game of bluff and intelligence.
Right. How old were you when you lost your hair?
I knew you were going to ask that question. 23-ish.
Right, so about 20 years ago.
No, because I'm 32 now, so you've got to go all the way back.
No, are you though?
Yeah, 33 this year.
No, are you?
33 this year.
Are you the oldest person on Radio 1, including Annie Nightingale, Andy Parfitt, and the people from the Dream Team who lie about their age?
No, Annie Nightingale's a bit older than me now.
How much older, year?
18 months or 2 years even.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen a naked man?
Yes.
Right.
While on holiday in France, there was a naked man randomly walking through a village. True story.
Wow.
Yeah, we almost crashed our voiture.
Of course, that's French for cherry picker.
Yes, it is.
And here is Carrie, and she reads a spot. Hi, Carrie.
Hello.
Right, so what are you like in real life?
I'm lovely in real life.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're really posh, aren't you, on the show? And is it true that you always get out the bath when you want to wee?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Get out the bath
when How I'm posh right. is that, boys and girls, listening to the show? Wow. Have you ever seen a naked man?
Yes.
That's because you're a whore. Now, I'm joking, obviously. I'm joking. It's only a joke. It's Miles Extra. This
you're
is the extra bit.
You work experience, boy, aren't you?
Yeah, but I've got my own show on ITV too.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Mm. And I don't have a girlfriend. Anyway, let's meet Allard now, shall we? Hi, Allard.
Hello there.
Brilliant. And now let's meet Will Kinder, and he's the day producer of the show. Hi, Will.
Hello, Chris.
So when did you get demoted from the actual show to being day producer?
About a year ago and a month.
That must have been very embarrassing for you. How did you feel?
I felt good about not getting up at 4:30.
Right.
I get up about 10, I wander in, I go home about 4. I'm happy with my life now.
Wow, that's great. But you're obviously not really happy. You hide the pain.
Yeah, some of it, I suppose.
Right.
Mm.
And when you were producing the afternoon show,
yes.
And then you left to go work in television,
yes.
That didn't work.
No.
Did you come back with your tail between your legs and your head down and embarrassed?
My head down in between my tail and legs?
No.
No?
It's not. Hey, it's miles extra. It's not miles X-rated.
No, I came back with my head held high, frankly. Yeah.
What television have you worked on?
I have worked on various high-profile comedy programs.
Have any of them been on normal television, or is it all cable?
No, some have been transmitted on terrestrial television.
Is it true that you made the advert that featured in Hollyoaks recently for Tony's Restaurant on Chester One?
No, that's not true, Chris.
That's a Hollyoaks-based gag, which Jocelyn and myself and Dominic were the only ones who got.
You saddos.
Well, anyway, it was lovely talking to you.
You too.
Can I ask you a question as well?
Yes.
Do you get many freebies working at Radio 1?
Loads and loads, yeah.
Are you wearing one now?
No, this is a... You can only buy this beer-branded sweater in the shops, actually.
Right. You've got a lager-based cardigan.
I think I'd like to call it more of a jerkin.
Right, okay.
A lager-gan.
And Rachel, what are you wearing?
I'm sporting my generic pasty jacket,
yeah.
Which I love.
It's a jacket from a pasty company. Wow, that's brilliant.
Real honest food.
Okay.
Interestingly, Dominic's sporting a T-shirt, which I also own, which comes from a well-known high street retailer, which features sign language.
He doesn't know what that means, by the way.
No, well, I do know what it means, but I can't tell you on the air.
Is it actually rude?
Does it really mean what you said it
means?
Yeah,
it does.
Does
mean
it?
Face, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Why would you need to know that in sign language?
Because it's obviously a joke on the behalf of the fashion designer.
Like that?
Yeah, it's like that means face.
See, I've committed to...
It means what, face?
I can't say it on the radio.
Pretty face,
that's
ugly
right.
Ugly face.
I'll write it down for you.
Right.
I wore this T-shirt to my grandparents' house, and ironically, my granddad is deaf.
Oh, but does he sign?
I don't know. Let's hope he doesn't.
Right.
Apparently.
Well, anyway, that's all we had time for on Miles Extra. Bye-bye. The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1. Hi, I'm Chris Moyles now in my normal voice. So the reason for this, thank you for listening to Moyles Extra. Alan will now explain the reason for this, and we'll be 100% honest. What are the real reasons for doing this extra bit of the show?
The artists were 7,000 ahead of us last month, and that really annoyed us.
Yeah. On the Listen Again feature, where you can listen to any show again, as you are doing now, The Archers is the number one show, followed by The Chris Moyles Show. And Allard wants us to beat the Archers. We've only ever beaten them once, haven't we?
Yeah, but that's out of 2 months. So the first in December we beat them, and in January we didn't beat them. And the figures that we're going to get are the March ones that will have Comic Relief, and they had a special Comic Relief edition.
They did.
They did.
They also have an omnibus.
And an omnibus.
And you feel that's cheating.
I didn't say that. No, I don't believe
I
that.
I do.
Because...
I think that's cheating.
No, I think that shows how good we are, that on 5 shows we can sometimes beat the Archers on 6.
Why don't we have an omnibus?
Yeah, I was going to say, we could have an omnibus, couldn't we?
We could have Listen Again Extra.
Which is what we're doing now.
Yeah, but if we put all the week's shows and just sew them together, we could be on all day Sunday.
So what happened when we finished the show this morning? When the pips went, beep, beep, and then Joe Wiley started, and then we started doing this, which we're doing now. Now, normally we have our morning meeting, so we're going to do that right now. Rachel.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Rachel.
I thought today's show was great.
So do I. Pub?
No.
Yeah.
No, let's go. Should we do the morning meeting?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, then, yeah, 24 competition. I thought that was very good.
I thought it went all right.
Well
done, Aled.
Emma was a great winner on the 24 competition.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hear her reaction?
Yeah.
Okay. Well done, Emma. You've won. There you go.
That sounds like the start of Doctor Who. You know, when it goes off and does a thing, doesn't it? Perhaps you did it on purpose.
You're weird. Do you know that, Dom?
Sorry.
You're the weirdest person because you dreamt of copping off with John Culshaw.
Yeah, what's that about?
How weird is that?
That is really
you
weird.
You need talking to. Or therapy.
Whatever.
Talk therapy.
Whenever.
A therapy talk.
Dom, I think your interview with John Travolta was very good.
Thank you very much,
yes,
Rachel.
And everything else was good as well.
Can we hear John's jingle again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you ready?
Hi, this is John Travolta. Whenever I'm in town, I listen to The Chris Moyles Show.
On Radio 1.
On Radio 1.
It's nice.
That was my favourite bit.
John's up on the roof with binoculars. What can you see?
Okay, well, there's a couple.
I love that, guys. That was my favourite gag of the day.
I didn't get that earlier.
Did you not get it?
I got it now.
Did you get it now?
You see, it's peeping tomfoolery, Alan.
There's a couple.
Okay,
and
well, there's a couple.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, the inference is that they may be interlocked.
Mm. Interlopers.
You've obviously never crashed, and that's why you're here, so that's great. Have you had any near misses up there?
Well, about 1992, I had an electrical failure that I dealt with quite well because of my schooling.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
He's so intense, isn't he?
Yeah. What about this for a question then? Who will end up higher in the Premiership? Will it be Liverpool or Everton?
This is the deal. I have no actual knowledge of who would win or should win. However, because I was absolutely in love with the Beatles growing up and they were from Liverpool, I'm going to have to put money on that because of the Beatles.
I think you're right.
So there you go. Mm. Of course, you know, if you're a Beatles fan, you wouldn't like Everton because they're from Liverpool.
Jeez. Yeah, that fact did elude him.
Clearly, but he did, to be fair, he did state the fact that he knew nothing and therefore his opinion was largely irrelevant.
He's very straight down the line, isn't he?
Rest of the meeting.
Yeah, sorry.
Tomorrow's show.
Yes.
More 24.
Brilliant.
There you go.
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all we've got for tomorrow's show.
Well, we're loose this week because then Thursday we've got Wattity Wop, the finale.
Can I just say, this is like listening. This is like just being in the morning meeting. What have we got tomorrow, Rachel? 24. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, it's Wednesday tomorrow,
isn't
it?
Unless anybody would else like to bring some ideas to the table. Mm. No, like the normal morning meeting.
Yes.
Or
yeah,
with a message,
yeah, no.
Usually you can all talk through when I'm speaking.
Hmm.
And then we go.
Okay, I've got an idea.
And then
I've got an idea. I've got an idea.
Okay.
Page three boobs.
No.
Okay. It's all about page three mistakes. You see. see. Not actually the breasts of a young 21-year-old model. It's page three boobs. It's any mistakes on page three, the paper.
So how would that sound on air?
Okay. Page three boobs. The boobs of the page three.
But what's
the
mistake?
Can you see the boobs? Yes, I can. That's the jingle.
Are there many?
What?
Are there many boobs?
It's two a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Could we
every
not,
day?
Could we yeah. not bring back battle nips as well?
No.
No.
That sounds brilliant, that, Dave.
Battle nips is great.
Explain.
Well, what you do, Carrie, is that you get the page three from the paper, and you photocopy it, and then you place over it a grid system, right, with horizontal and vertical squares and coordinates and stuff. And then the idea is that you have to guess where the nipples are, where the ladies, and when you hit upon one of those, nip nip hooray, you're there.
I don't think that's
okay.
very tasteful.
Well,
why? What do you think of that, John?
Okay,
you're lovely.
I like that idea.
What about breast implants?
What's that one?
Okay, you get a woman with large breasts, and she pushes her breasts through different flowers and plants and trees.
And you have to guess who it is, who the mystery boobs are.
And what plant it is. So, right, for example, you would go, oh, that's Katie Price and a geranium.
Yeah. Breast implants. I think that's more kind of a visual idea rather than an audio idea.
Okay, paint the lady's ass.
Go on.
Okay, we get a model in, and we paint her bum.
Again, visual.
Well, you say that.
How could listeners see that?
They can't.
Hear it.
I can.
No. So tomorrow, just 24.
Okay, how about this? Swap pyjamas. Two pastry girls come in wearing pyjamas, and they have to swap pyjamas.
Is there anything for the ladies?
Give us a clue.
We give the pyjamas away?
Go on, Dave.
Give us a clue. What happens is that a mystery celebrity lady comes in, right, and hides around the studio complex somewhere, a present, right? And then she is allowed to only give us one clue as to the whereabouts of the present, thus sparking an impromptu hunt.
That's rubbish!
I like
so
the impromptu-ness.
Tomorrow, 24.
Why don't we have Longman's favourite Neighbours character? Well, we ring Longman and ask him who his favourite character from the last 20 years of Neighbours is.
I quite like that one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Should we do it now?
Yeah.
Tell him not to swear.
I've got to dial the number first, love.
I'd like to just say that my favourite current Neighbours person is Stephanie.
I don't really watch.
Which one's Stephanie? Does
she's
the one who rides a motorbike?
By the actress Carla Bonner. No, not Carla Lane. She wrote Bread.
Jonathan Morris, by the way. What an arse he is.
Is he?
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm loving the games.
Have you been watching the games? It's fantastic, isn't
it? I'm liking the games.
Love it.
This is Longman, by the way. I'll make Longman.
Hello.
Longman, it's Chris Moyles. You're live on Moyles Extra on Radio 1 Online.
God bless you. I feel sick, mate. I've got worst hangover ever.
Okay. We'd like to know who your favourite Neighbours character from the last 20 years is, please.
I would have to say Carl Raymond Kennedy of the Kennedy family.
Brilliant.
Good choice.
Why do you like him?
Because he's a bigot and a womanizer.
Okay, lovely.
Long man there.
Is he officially a bigot?
Anything else, pal?
No, what are today's specials?
Pardon?
Bye-bye.
I wonder if he's doing that special pie that Rachel likes.
Oh, what was the name of that again?
No. Should we do the game that we used to play in the pub, which Scott Mills tried to steal?
Yeah, yeah, I like this game.
Where I'll ring somebody famous, and you have to guess who they are. Mm. And well, we used to do it by you got to talk to them.
Well, basically what we do is we put us on mute so they can't hear us, and then we just hear them saying, hello, who is it? And from that small snatch of information, we have to guess the identity of the mystery celebrity person.
Or you can talk to them.
Right.
And you have to work, and you're not allowed to ask them who they are. You're just going to go, hi, mate, it's, you know, hi, mate, it's Dom. How you doing? And you've got to talk to them for as long as you can and work out who they are.
I like it on mute.
Scott does do that on air.
Mm. I know, he nicked it off of us.
We used to play it in the pub.
Do you want to do it or not?
Yeah.
Do you want to do it, Dave? Yeah, who wants to play?
I'll play.
Yeah, I'll play.
I think you need to talk to them.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, fine.
Okay.
I'm not playing.
Okay, I need to do it on this phone here, so...
Excuse me. Are you not playing because you think it will compromise your authority?
Yes, exactly that, Dave.
Or because it's your birthday and you don't really
exactly
have to.
Yeah, exactly that, and I'm eating my muffin.
Rachel's muffin, muffin.
There's another feature, Rachel's muffin.
No.
What flavour is it today?
No. You're,
I guess
I like
blueberry.
That. Okay, you're all wrong, right? You're all wrong and sick in the head. You're listening to Moyle's Extra. Right. Wouldn't it be funny if this rubbish beat the Archers?
Wouldn't it be funny if anybody actually makes it to the end of the...
Are you right, Jagger? That's all they say in the Archers. I listened to it three times.
By the way, Jagger. How much longer do we have to do?
Here we go.
About a minute.
Right, it's just you, Dave. Okay. Right, just you. Guess the celebrity. I'm feeling it. Hi, it's Mark. Please leave a message.
It's going to answer machine.
Perhaps they live in the... Welcome to the orange answer phone.
Why, Dave? Who was that?
I've no idea.
Is it Mark somebody?
No.
Mark Goodyear.
Mark Owen?
No.
Mark Shaw from Then Jericho?
No. Somebody. It's a footballer.
Mark Bright?
No, it's not a Mark.
Mark Chapman?
Okay, it's not a Mark.
Alan Shearer?
No, not Alan Shearer.
David Beckham?
No.
One of your Leeds
Paul
mates?
Robinson.
No.
Oh,
Terry Henry?
Oh. No. No.
Alan Smith?
Kenny Dalglish?
No.
Is it Charlie George?
No, it's not Charlie George.
Charlie Jordan?
I don't know any more football.
Used to play for Everton, doesn't anymore.
Kevin Campbell!
Correct!
Do I get a point then?
Yeah, you get a point.
Brilliant.
Should we play it again?
Yeah.
Just over a minute to go.
Before what?
We finish.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who shall I ring?
You can have too much of a good thing.
That flew, didn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, Alan, this one's for you.
Okay.
So go away, you're not allowed to send the
okay.
name.
Okay.
Okay, you're right then, all right. I'll ring this one now, see if this works.
It's one to beat, Alan.
So how do I talk to them then?
You say hello?
Hi, it's Alan, you're right. Listen, do you fancy going for lunch later or something like that?
Okay.
Just talk. Okay, here we go then. This is Alan only. This is brilliant, isn't it?
Hello?
Hello, it's Aled here.
Aled?
Hi.
Hello, Aled.
I know who it is.
Who?
Hello, Will.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Hey! Thanks for playing our game, Will Young. Say? Goodbye.
Thank you, bye.
There you go. Lovely.
Brilliant.
That's it.
That's Will
all
Young.
You do. As soon as you know who it is, you can't talk to him anymore. You have to cut them off.
He's going to think I'm a freak. He thinks I'm a freak.
He already
already.
Does.
Yes, he does already.
Does already.
Oh. He's got a restraining order against you.
It's well, the injunction.
Long. You're not allowed to ring him. And now he's paranoid that you've got his number.
I know.
You're going to change his phone now, Alex.
No, don't.
Change his phone number.
Will, if you're listening online, don't change your phone. It's fine.
He's not going to be listening
online. He might be.
He'll be listening to the Archers.
He'll have it on broadband.
All right, Jagger.
That's all they say.
What was that?
That's all they say.
All right, Jagger.
It's not Mick Jagger.
No, Jagger.
It was Will Young.
Jagger's your man in the Archers.
Oh, there you go. Well, anyway, thanks for listening to the Moyle's Extra. It was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Great.
Brilliant. I think we've got a new game for tomorrow's Moyle's Extra. Let's bring in more celebrities.
Brilliant.
And Longman. Yeah, we might have a different one tomorrow.
And Longman.
Mm-hmm.
I've got an idea about Longman, by the way. We make him really, really famous over the next 12 months. He enters the games next year and wins.
Yeah, that'd be good.
It was a good idea.
He would win. Go on, say it.
He's quite physically fit, isn't he?
Right. Do you fancy him?
No, I don't. That's why I said physically fit as opposed to he's fit.
He's got over his broken leg then now.
Yes, he has.
Good.
Anyway, so
does Longman sell soup?
Find out the answer to that and more great questions when we're back tomorrow at the same time. The Chris Moyle Show. You've been listening to Moyle's Extra, featuring Dominic Byrne, Carrie Davis, Comedy Dave, Will Kinder, Rachel Jones, Alan Hayden-Jones, Chris Moyles, and Jocelyn, who didn't actually say anything until the end when she said,
bye!
There's more great Moyle's Extra tomorrow on Listen Again!
The Chris Moyle Show.